Actually, I said to the player that we have not to forget what happened, because it happened, unfortunately for us. But then when it is done, you have to try to understand why, and then to focus on the next one, because I wouldn't like that this big accident, big crash against Liverpool, scratch all the previous good games we had. And then I had to find the right balance between, okay, we did very badly against Liverpool, but then don't forget what we have done earlier.
Because it seemed to be, from where we were sat anyway, that you can talk about tactics and application, this, that and the other, but it seemed to be a real endemic problem, a very deep-seated problem against Liverpool, i.e. the attitude wasn't right, which was, and even Julian Lescott's apology for his tweet said, we were lacked in commitment, and that was deeply worrying.
Yes, of course. I think that in that game, we had the individual failure, and I think Aston Villa this season has not much room for manoeuvre, and to win a game, we need to have 11 players 100%. If not, we are in trouble, and especially against quality team like Liverpool, if you are not 100%, 11 players, Aston Villa, you are punished, and that's what happened. We made so many individual mistakes that against this kind of team, you are punished very heavily.
And on the subject of Julian's social media activity, that seemed to rub salt into the wound. Have you spoken to him about that?
Yes, of course. I asked an explanation on Julian. He told me that it was an accident. Then I have to believe it, of course. But I told him that I was really surprised that this kind of accident can happen from an experienced player like him. A very important player in the dressing room. But then I have to accept that it was an accident. He told me that.
Remy, the one thing that stands out for any manager is when players admit there was no commitment. How do you deal with that? That must be the worst crime for a footballer, is not to put the effort in.
Yes, and you know, I've got... I don't want to run away from my responsibility. I don't know if I've got 1% or 100% on that. I'm the manager of this team, then for me it's unbelievable, honestly, to hear that at the end of the game, that there were not enough commitment. I could feel 100 responsible if I said to the player, I don't mind if you are committed or not, but you can guess that, of course, no one manager can say that.
I suppose really, you know, once you've done your bit, tactics and all the rest of it, they go over that white line. There's not an awful lot you can do about effort and commitment, is there?
I can always do something. You know, I'm not a fan on the bench. I'm not a fan. Of course, I am a fan, but I'm the manager first. And then you're right, and I agree, and I told that already to the player, not after the Liverpool game, but I remember after the Everton game. Sometimes it's not about tactics, it's about commitment, it's about fighting, and when you have many players behind the ball and that the opponent has still the possibility to move 1 or 2 meters without being marked by an Aston Villa player, it's something not normal. Then, of course, the commitment is the first thing that a professional player should have on the pitch.
I suppose really confidence gets hit when you get beat so badly. How are the players in terms of confidence? Because the game really is about what's between your ears.
Yes, but you cannot speak about confidence first, you know. First of all, we just spoke about that. It's about commitment. It's about fighting, you know. How do you want to be confident if you are not fighting? You know, it's not... we are playing football, and I know that it's a very difficult game. Then everybody has to be conscious of that. And to be fair, if I had the choice to select other player than some that I select sometime, I would like to, but I don't have this possibility.
You look at the players and you see them in training. Have you seen a desire to put it right after Liverpool? Have you seen that on the training field?
Not every day. not every day. I have to fight every day. I have to find the right words. I have to find the right training session to make them committed, to make them recover as well from this bad game. And you know, they are not. I'm not sure they are not all affected in the same way. Then the work is also individually for me. Some of them needs to be more put in confidence, and some of them needs more different stuff that I cannot say. I haven't got the right word.